Good morning. Doing very well.
Coming up on Tuesday, this municipal election, there's been I'm wondering what turnout's going to be like Tuesday, Tom, because, you know, I think people are still burned out over the last one.
They were glad to see the last election end.
Yeah.
That was the common comment. Yeah.
Others are going, can we do over?
I was glad. Yes, absolutely.
That's one of the things when the municipal election turns around after an election that's as caustic as the last one we had. I wonder about turnout.
I wonder about it, too. We're trying to get people on board with the need for this courthouse issue. And we do have some contention in these elections. There are some township contests. A lot of the school boards have contention, too. And,
right.
And people will get involved when the schools are a part of the picture.
Well, when I think about municipal elections, I think if you want to have something that impacts your life, you know, how you live, how your quality, how your money is spent, how your local environment, this is the one. This is the election.
That's exactly right. It has a lot to do with the local flavor and the things that are going to go on the very closest to you. These are the people that you have access to. These are the people that you associate with. And it creates a kind of a friendship base where even though there may be contention and all that goes along with any election, these are people that you know. You got to see them the next day. And so I think that real progress is made in these kinds of elections.
You know, I've been tracking along with this Jackson County courthouse story for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's like seeing an old friend go into dementia and then have physical problems.
Yes.
And it seems like every time you have another problem, you think, well, that's there. Now we know what the problem is. And then you turn out there's another one.
Yes.
The toilets are now we got a problem with the air conditioner. You know, we got to be compliant with certain laws. You really have a shopping list of items that have gone wrong with the courthouse, and you've been kind of limping from day to day. I don't think that's inaccurate, is it, Tom?
It's not inaccurate at all. In Franklin County, we have a real problem with the courthouse. It's over 140 years old. It was grand in its time before there were indoor toilets, plumbing, and electricity, and big, tall windows to let in plenty of light. You can see all the things that are that go along with a courthouse in 1885 or so, and then there were revisions later on. But yes, David Ray, a board member from West City District 2 in Franklin County, does almost all of this. That's kind of his niche on the board, and he takes care of these problems. He reports at every committee meeting with all the things that he has this time. The elevator requires a constant attention. It's not ADA approved. Theoretically, somebody could come in and say, you can't use this elevator for the public. Fortunately, it would be catastrophic for the court system, so that's probably not going to happen. We're not under a threat or anything.
But it could happen.
Yes.
Easily enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the sales tax proposal, how much, what are we talking about when it comes to an increase?
It's a 1% increase. We call it a penny on a dollar. We have a Facebook site called The Power of the Penny. But it's a penny on a dollar. It doesn't cover grocery items, food items bought at the grocery store. It does not apply. The increase won't apply to any pharmaceuticals, either over the counter or prescription drugs.
All
also
right.
Supplies like for diabetics and so on for constantly maintaining health are exempt from being taxed. It doesn't cover any titled vehicles, which means all cars or side-by-sides or anything that has a title, because that's covered under Illinois' existing 6.25 tax, I believe.
Most people want to know if there's a tax, whether it's going to stay there for the rest of their lives.
Well, the issue here is that because of the way the statute reads, and conditions in a fluctuating economy might prevent it. It's a 20-year tax, and it definitely sundowns by statute. And what we have done is the board additionally passed a resolution that says that the moment that there is the money necessary in the fund to pay off this courthouse, the tax shall terminate.
And it's estimated, strong, estimated yes. cost?
About $20 million.
That's on the high end.
18 to $20 million would be on the high end. We kind of went by what Jonesboro Courthouse costs. We've heard that Chairman Crocker has looked at that building, and of course he's a contractor himself too, so he has some knowledge of that. We estimated as high as $300 per square foot in construction because of the special needs of a courthouse with the courtrooms and the extra rooms that we need. It's 50,000 to 60,000 square feet that we anticipate. The Supreme Court of Illinois has recommendations as to what is allowable. We're certainly out of compliance in our existing courthouse right right now. So that's kind of the idea. This 1% sales tax for the schools, facility tax, generates about $2.3 million, $2.2 million a year.
Yeah.
So we ideally, if that would hold, we would think maybe possibly as low as 10 years. But the resolution is strongly worded. And
about the sunset.
Sure. We passed a resolution on our board saying that not only shall it terminate the moment that the money is there to pay off the bonds, but no other resolutions, ordinance, or other actions can be taken by future boards. So we try to constrain future boards from being able to change this and keep this tax on. People said, oh, no, when you put a tax on,
right,
it doesn't go away.
But see, you know what that, well, you know what that is. That's smart. Mm-hmm. Because you know that there's going to be a no.
Yes.
Right? So you look at why people want to say no.
That's
and you
right.
address it and firmly on these sunsets, because Illinois got tricked a couple times on this and they're not going to get tricked again.
Absolutely.
And I think that because you look at that last income tax increase in the state of Illinois.
Right.
And probably somebody wish they hadn't written that sunset quite so firmly.
Right.
But here we are saying, look, we make a commitment. When we say we're done, we're done. But here's the thing.
That's
Tom
right.
Vaughn, Franklin County Board, a number of businesses say it doesn't matter. Sales tax isn't the way to do this. That it hurts business, it won't grow business, and that growing business will help solve these problems. So what do you say to those business people?
We work very hard in the county through Fredco and other chambers of commerce and individual mayors in West Frankfort and Benton, doing everything that we can to try to grow business. One of our biggest concerns when we were approaching this is, sure, people who are buying groceries and pharmaceuticals, they're protected. It's only a penny on a dollar. You know, you spend a little bit more for food, you pay 22 cents an extra quarter here and there, and it's just like throwing it into a bucket. We could not find any other revenue stream. Grants are out in the state of Illinois. We can't even get a tourism grant anymore to promote Wren Lake like we are trying to do with our tourism council. Earmarks are gone at the national level. So a senator, even if he is very concerned about your issue, has no real alternative to pack some money in to develop a failing courthouse. We can't find another revenue stream. We've been asked, what's Plan B? We don't have Plan B. Plan B is stay like it is. And so we don't know any other way to approach it. We think the advantages of this are that people that we're trying to attract to the county, especially to Wren Lake with its massive amount of visitors and its campgrounds full every weekend, bring money into our county. So other people are helping us pay for this courthouse, just like we help pay for facilities development in Marion or Carbondale with their added taxes. I know it's a tax. And our biggest concern was basically, first, do no harm with this. Well, we know that if somebody's selling a big-ticket item, a $10,000 lawnmower, a $28,000 load of pipe at retail, those people are going to face an increase. It's, $280 maybe on that. Will that kill the sale? Our belief is that these businesses have their customers because of the quality of the business and not the pennies or dollars added to the cost. And that is our hope. That is my basic belief. People can disagree with me. And so far, the disagreements have been stated very clearly. And honestly, we've had great discussions on this with our town hall meetings and stuff.
All right. Well, best of luck on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
The municipal election is coming up. What we're talking about is Franklin County. Every business in Franklin County, Tom, would have a 1% sales tax with the exception of food, medicine, pharmaceutical and insulin items. Is there anything else on the exclusion list that I'm forgetting?
No, just the idea that we won't be applying any taxes to titled vehicles, and those are big ticket items. So that's one little bit of a salvation of this program. But the other thing is that if you buy food like at a place where they prepare hot food in the grocery store and you take it out for immediate consumption, that also is not protected under the tax. That's kind of like considered a restaurant where you walk out.
Gotcha. Tom Vaughn, Franklin County Board. As we said, best of luck on Tuesday, Franklin County Courthouse. It's, I think if I said it falling down, that might be a little bit in the hyperbole area.
Mm-hmm.
But it is deteriorating at a rate. And it's kind of interesting because I'm kind of a construction nut myself, a little like it's like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find amazing is a building that doesn't have people in business go on. You walk out of that, somebody goes out of business, you walk out. A month later, you walk in the place and it's fallen apart.
Mm-hmm. That's an issue.
But what's interesting is when you go to a courthouse where there's people there all the time and you've come to the point where the building is falling apart like there's nobody in it. It's reached – I don't know what it is about construction. You can get something new, and if you don't take care of it in a couple of months, it's falling apart. It's like because you're not in there, it just falls apart. Courthouse has deteriorated. I always remember that plate that Grandma had up on the wall that was a family heirloom in a little rack, and I noticed that it would crack all the way around the edges before it broke. And that's what I think of in the courthouse. It's cracking from every single direction until it gets to the center where it really will be unusable any longer.
Absolutely.
And then I guess you've got to get in front of that point.
Right.
Which is Tuesday.
What we're trying to do is avoid getting to that point right now where the main thing of a courthouse is to have court and have law and have trials and make sure that justice is served. And in some cases, that's not being done efficiently, too, because of small jury rooms, no place for prisoners.
And your storage area is non-existent, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yes, we have to use off-site storage in many cases.
Tom, good to meet you.
All right. Good to see you. Thank you.